Blown Away is a reality TV show where a group of glass blowers, you know, those niggas or those people that make those beautiful glasses, wine glasses, vases made out of glass, those beautiful creations you see, sculptures and shit you see made out of ice. That's who these people are. They're called glass blowers. Now, in this show, a group of these talented people compete in a variety of challenges where each episode for 4 hours or five, they create these masterful creations under pressure. And there's a three judge. It's more like, you know, all these celebrity chef shows. And they get these expert panel of former or greatly achievers who, you know, these guys who are well renowned for blowing glasses, who have companies, museums, who've actually blown glass themselves, and they're great artists of the art form. And these contestants blow glass to impress these other three guys. And of course, they impress you, the audience, but you have no say who wins the show in the end. But they make beautiful sculptures, beautiful everything. Sometimes they collaborate, sometimes they fight against each other. And of course, with every episode, one person wins. And after the whole season, you know, the one who, you know, every episode has some sort of incentive for the winner. Sometimes the incentive, you get extra help, extra benefit for the next episode and the next challenge, stuff like that. And the guy who wins the final show gets called the glass blow master, wins money. And sometimes wins residency at some fancy school or fancy museum and shit. That's the whole point. Now, what made me love this show is it's exciting to watch these people play with fire, with glass, you know, mixing and making beautiful stuff that I didn't even think were possible with glass. Initially, I thought some sort of machine was shaping glasses the way they are. I didn't think people blew air into glasses to make them look the way they do, and then they just sculpt them into those pigeons, those birds, those human-like statues, those humanoid statues and vases and glasses and a whole bunch of great shit. So I loved that show for that reason. It's got several seasons. I think everyone should watch it. Of course, I'm rating it this year because a new season came out. That's probably why I'm rating it. I'm not rating it because 30 episodes or 30 seasons ago. Anyway, this show, for me, based on its genre, the way it's made, it gets 5 out of 5 stars for me. It's incredible. I love it. Now, I would have loved it if they made the challenges more bigger, more extravagant, to like give the audience member chances to really create, you know, like create masterpiece. And now every season there's always a guy who can make a hell of an incredible sculpture out of glass. And then there's a season where they're all just dudes who make wine glasses and it's really dull. But overall, they're great people and I enjoy the show. I think you will too.